I wanted to learn a little bit in memory of a very special person known to many of you, though perhaps not all of you, in the room right now. And he's on our minds for a very particular reason. That's, of course, Rab Rosner, Reuven Baruch Ben Moshe. Last year, exactly on the English calendar, 1 year from tomorrow, we lost Rab. It was the same night. We were hosting the Martin Luther King event, as we will just a little while from now. So many of you reached out, sharing thoughts and reflections. So I just wanted to learn a little bit in his memory and to share, appropriate to Rab. So we know that the second to last pasuk in Sefer Bereishis tells us, Vayashba Yosef, es b'nei Yisrael emor, pakod yivkod alokim eschem, v'halisem es atzmosai mizeh, that when God will remember you, so to speak, when God will redeem you, so you should bring me with you, whatever is possible to bring me with you, to the land of Israel. And indeed, that's exactly what happens. The Torah tells us in the beginning of Parshas B'Shalach, as if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have enough to do. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who personally made sure that this promise was fulfilled. The pasuk says, "Vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imo ki ashpeh hishpia es bnei Yisrael imor pakod yivkod elokim eschem v'alisem es atzmosai mizei itchem." So Moshe, who probably was the biggest Jew and the busiest Jew in the world, so Moshe Rabbeinu took the time to remember this promise that Yosef had made the Jewish people take, and he personally fulfilled the promise. He didn't delegate it to anybody else. And for this, Chazal tell us that Moshe received a very great reward, that Moshe, who again personally involved himself in taking care of Yosef, so who could be greater than Moshe? Moshe, that was a great honor to Yosef. So the Gemara says, Chazal say, that's why Moshe merited that Hashem should take care of him when the time came, as the pasuk says in Vizos HaBaracha, Vizibayikboroso Bagai, Mul Beis Peor. So there are two opinions in the Gemara, who exactly buried Moshe. It could have been that Moshe kaveras atzmo, kaveyachol. The other approach is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of it. That's the other approach that we have in the Gemara, because Moshe was so careful to personally involve himself in the burial of Yosef. The Gemara says that it was sort of a funny scene. You had two aronos that were moving through the midbar together. You had the aron of Yosef, literally, and you had the aron that contained within it the luchos, the shivrei luchos, and the Gemara says, Mati van shalzeil tiza, what's the connection between these things? And the Gemara said, Ki emze kol masha kasav bizo, that this one, Yosef, despite all the challenges, so he was able to keep everything that was in the Torah. That was Yosef, Yosef Hayab in Mitzrayim, as Rashi says in this week's Sedra, Hu Yosef Haroes Tonaviv, the same Yosef who was taking care of his father's sheep, Hu a Yosef Shahaya Melech from Mitzrayim V'amad B'tzidko. No matter what environment you put him in, he was honest and true to himself. So the question is, you know, what about the other tribes? What about Reuben? What about Shimon? What about Levi? They all passed away in Egypt. Vayamos Yosef, v'chol echav, v'chol adarahu. What happened to them? So the Medrash says, yeah, the Shvatim also looked after their own tribal figures. So Shevet Reuven brought Reuven with them, and Shimon likewise, and so on and so forth. So of course this is, you know, the Medrash, and it's speaking about a historical Reuven. But I thought about it today in connection with our Reuven, with Rab Rosner, that it should be true of us, if not in the literal sense, then certainly in the figurative sense, that we should make sure to carry Rab with us as much as we possibly can. Remember his incredible dedication to this shul, his incredible dedication to Lori and to the family, the kids, the grandkids, his incredible generosity, his incredible modesty, very understated person, was not looking for kavod, really was a boreach mina kavod in so many different ways. And so especially tonight when, under very sad circumstances, we remember just what happened 1 year ago, we should always try, as the Medrash says, that Shevet Reuven did. They took Reuven with them. We should try to carry as best as we can all of the lessons of Rab with us. And the Yortzeit is just a few weeks from now because of the Shana Meuberes, so we'll have an opportunity to expand on these thoughts. It won't be the last opportunity either, but certainly tonight is an appropriate time for us to remember Rab and all of his wonderful contributions. And I'll conclude with this, but we know that he even left us when he was taking care of a mitzvah for the shul, when he was taking care of the shul, exactly this time last year, Yehi Zichro Baruch.